So just being comfortable on your seat, finding a comfortable position for your spine to be erect, chest to be open. And we just settle our thoughts, gather them into this room, gather them into, bring them home into this space. We begin with our morning motivation. Last night I did not die. And here this morning, I have this special, precious, perfect rebirth. So let's just really think about that. Why is it precious? Well, we have so many wonderful things. I mean, we are not poor, we're not starving. We've got bodies that work quite well. We might have some aches and pains, but compared to many, we're doing pretty good. Why is it precious? And it's precious because we've met the Dharma, we've met the teachings, the wonderful teachers, and our lamas and gurus. So let's take a few moments to really reflect on that great blessing in this life. While we have all this, let's not forget that everything changes, including us, moment by moment. And that we may die today, even today. Yeah, no, it doesn't seem possible, but we know it is possible. There could be a hurricane, there could be a disaster, there could be a heart attack, there could be anything, you know. And this again is not to be morbid, it's just to touch base with reality. Life is changing momentarily. Our life comes and it goes. So it's not enough to just know that we've met the gurus and we have this wonderful rebirth. We have to really know that it passes very quickly and we do not have much time. So let's really settle with that thought. Let it inspire us to really benefit and make profit from this. All these wonderful conditions that we've collected, our karma has brought, let's really be inspired by these thoughts to do the best we can with these conditions so that we can really benefit all sentient beings. How wonderful is that? let us really feel gratitude for all these blessings. Incredible, incredible. And for all the blessings of this wonderful rebirth we have. So many people are suffering so, so terribly. But we have it all. So let's really feel gratitude for that. Gratitude for all the wonderful conditions we have, the people we have around us, the blessings of our teachers, our gurus. Real gratitude. Feel that they're all around us, our gurus in front of us. Really send that gratitude out from your heart, from our hearts. Remembering that it's dependent on all these beings, our happiness, our enlightenment depends on all these beings. Rejoice. Rejoice that we have such wonderful beings around us, that we have these gurus continually pouring their blessings into our minds, transforming our minds. Moving us away from suffering towards enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. How incredible. And if we can take just a few moments on our bed before we rise into the day and move into all the activity, this very busy Western world that we are living in now. If we can take those few moments just to get the essence of those thoughts, it can change our whole day. Now, just a couple of prayers, thinking about the method to transform a suffering life into happiness. I'll let your minds just settle on the words while I recite them. Essence encompassing all the Buddhas, originator of all the holy Dharma of scripture and realization, principle of all the Aryas intending virtue. In the glorious holy gurus, I take refuge. Please, gurus, bless my mind to become Dharma, Dharma to become the path, and the path to be without obstacles. So take a few moments to think about those words, let them settle into our mind. in this lifetime we may not meet the Buddhas, we may not recognize the Buddhas, but we've met the Gurus, we've met the teachers. These Gurus are the essence of all the Buddhas, making teachings of the Buddhas the incredible blessings available to us, pouring through us. This is our connection. So may our minds become Dharma. May that be the path, our path. And may it be without obstacles. So think of all the Gurus around you, in front of you, above you, just pouring down blessings, removing all the obstacles, clearing all that lovely subtle, but we're pouring into that subtle body now. Please bless me to see that this greatly meaningful body with freedoms and richnesses is difficult to find and easily perishes. That action and result are so profound, and that the sufferings of the transmigratory beings are so difficult to bear. Therefore, please bless me to take refuge from the depths of my heart in the three rare sublime ones. Abandon negative karma and accomplish virtue according to Dharma. Determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings who are more precious than a wish-fulfilling jewel, I shall hold them most dear at all times. May I become like a wish-granting jewel, fulfilling all the wishes, and like a wish-granting tree, fulfilling all the hopes of transmigratory beings. So making that strong wish, we will now begin our practices for this morning with pranayama, and you will continue with your practice throughout the day, holding that motivation. We will begin. So, if you'd like to lie down on the floor, great way to start the day. Comfortable position as you can, lying down, so you know, just take a little body scan, see if you can just let the feet fall away, let the body sink into the floor, just lengthen the neck a little bit, slightly, not too much, taking the chin towards the chest. If the lower back is uncomfortable, then just bend the knees a little bit. Or make a support under your knees. You can roll, you know, a little bit of the blanket underneath, or a cushion underneath your knees if you find your low back is uncomfortable. Just see how you feel. It's important for you to be aware of how the body is on the mat. we're going to do our relaxation. Do you want to try that? Sometimes it helps, and just see if you can relax there. That's great. Just see if that's helps. So we're beginning by pulling the toes, tighten the toes up towards the face. Tighten up the ankles. Tighten up the calf muscles, tighten up the knees, roll the thighs, pull up inside yourselves, really pull up inside, tighten up, and then making a fist with the hands, push the fists into the floor, tighten up the forearms, tighten up the upper arms, and then push the shoulders into the floor, arching the chest a little bit. Feel all that tension mounting in the body, rising up towards the neck. Now lift the head slightly, just a couple of inches from the floor, and build up the tension in the neck. Screwing up the face really tight, nobody can see you, don't worry. And then, when you're ready, just let go and sink into the floor and really feel that change in the body. Feel all that tension floating away, just melting into the floor. And take a few moments just to scan the body and see the difference. And then again, pulling up the toes towards the face, tighten up the ankles, build up the tension in the calf muscles, pushing them into the floor, tightening up the back of the knees, rolling the thighs and tightening the thigh muscles, pulling up inside towards the diaphragm, towards the rib cage, really pulling up, and then making a fist with both hands, press that into the floor. Tighten up the forearms, tighten up the upper arms, and then push the shoulders into the floor, arching the chest. Feel the tension rising through the body, and then lift the head a couple of inches from the floor. Hold the tension, feel the tension in the neck as you screw up the face, screw up the eyes, all around the nose. Really be aware of this tension. So that when you let go, when you're ready, when you let go, you really feel the difference. Wow. Oh, and you sink into the floor, right through, down through the earth to Australia. Just keep sinking. Our body holds so much tension throughout the day. We're very often not aware of it until it becomes a pain warning. So it's really good to educate our bodies to see that there is all this tension and to learn how to relax it, to know the difference between tension and relaxation. That's a big thing. And then for the last time, we just pull up the toes towards the face, tighten up the ankles, tightening up the calf muscles, tighten up the back of the knees, pressing them into the floor slightly. Now tighten up and roll the thigh muscles, then pull up inside, right the way up towards the rib cage, keeping pulling up, and then make two fists, pushing them into the floor, push the forearms, push the upper arms into the floor, and then push the shoulders into the floor, adding that extra bit of tension across the chest. Hold the tension, feel it mounting, and then lift the head a couple of inches from the floor. Screw up the face and really hold the tension. Be very, very aware of it throughout the body so that when you let go, and the hands gently uncurl, fingers uncurling, the feet falling away. the body just sinking into the floor, just feeling the weight of it going down into the floor, melting into the floor. It's a really very quick way of relaxing the body on an evening or, you know, a morning, any time really. It doesn't take long to do, and it helps you to just realise the difference between those two states, tension and relaxation. And once you actually are aware of that, your body tends to choose relaxation. And so it's easy to do this. Okay, now that we've got the body sorted out, we're going to think about the breath and the three parts of the breath again. And we'll do the three parts, which we've done the last 2 days, and then put it all together. And so we'll begin with thinking about the tummy area, you know, this area that we're trying to fill like a little balloon and just swell and open out. And we use the breath and we put the mind onto the breath so that we travel into that area. And, you know, use that consciousness, use the mind to go with the breath. So relaxing the tummy, put your hands onto the tummy so that you can just feel it, be aware of it. You want to be able to feel, you know, it swell a little bit if you can. So it's a little bit like a bellow that we're doing, you know. And sometimes you can just practice just opening up the tummy and pressing it back, opening it up and pressing it back. Okay, so now just take the focus onto the breath at the tip of the nostril, going in and out, gently going in. This is your normal rhythm of breathing. And then resting the mind on the breath, start to breathe in gently, no strain, down into the body, into that open cavity, down towards the tummy. And just swell the tummy a little bit, open it out, breathing into the tummy back and front. Remember that balloon, just elastic and slightly swelling it. As you breathe out, it relaxes, falls towards the floor. And in your own rhythm, do a few of these breaths, just breathing totally into that lovely vase, open area down in the tummy area, just opening it out as you breathe in and as you breathe out, feeling it contract. So doing a few breaths, gently filling the tummy, expanding that balloon, feeling it become hollow in the tummy area, breathing out, just squeezing that back a little bit with the tummy muscles. No strain, just a controlled breath. Stay with the breath with your mind. Stay on the breath. And now just relax the breathing and notice the difference between that lovely controlled breathing you were doing, slightly deeper, to the very shallow breathing that you normally do when you're in a resting state. And then put the hands onto the rib cage, the side of the ribs, because we'll want them to slightly spread out, you know, as if a, you know, like the bird's wings, you know, opening out a little bit. So it's the side of the rib cage rather than the top of the rib cage we want to feel a movement in. Okay, and then again taking the focus of the mind onto the tips, to the tip of the nostrils where the breath is gently going in and out. Now start to take a deeper breath and breathing in, follow it with the mind and open out, spreading the ribcage a little bit. And as you're breathing out, it's like an accordion. It squeezes, the ribcage contracts and squeezes the breath out. And as you're breathing in, it just spreads, opens out a little bit to the side. And as you're breathing out, it contracts. So again, following the breath into that area and thinking about also filling the back of the rib cage. So taking some of the breath into the back of the rib cage. It feels very hollow when you follow the breath like this. So you can really just open it out gently. Feel it softening. Gently in your own rhythm. Just feeling that lovely movement of the rib cage opening, expanding and contracting. And then relax the breath. A really important way, part of the breathing, because our intercostal muscles become very, very rigid as we get older, or even young people, because we're not using them, we're not opening out that part of the breath. And when we open out the rib cage, the lungs can expand, we can take more prana and we can take more oxygen in, so we benefit the physical body, but very much we benefit the subtle body, you know. So now we're going to do that very almost shallow breath, but it's up towards the shoulder blades, towards the collarbone. So again, popping the hands with the fingers facing towards the face, just rest them underneath, just underneath the collarbone, because that's where you're aiming to send all the lovely prana, and that's the area you're going to be thinking about, filling the top of the lungs. And so there's no move, or hardly any movement in the rib cage and the abdomen. So again, breathing out through the nose, try to keep the mouth gently shut. Tongue just resting on the palate, and as you breathe in, resting the mind on the breath, breathe in, gently taking all the breath up towards the collarbone and into the shoulder blade area, trying to open it out a little bit. And it takes a little bit of imagination, but actually the lungs do reach right up into this area, so just gently not breathing too deeply, in your own rhythm, but controlling the breath. And as you control the breath, you begin to lengthen the breath a little bit. But at this moment, we're just learning to explore the movement of the breath. So take a rest if you need to, but do a few more breaths up into this area, because this is quite an unusual place to focus on breathing. And it's also good to go in there with the mind and just soften, open that area out, because the shoulder blades are really our armour, you know, they're quite a tough area. And the collarbones just pressing down on everything. So just soften it with the breath, open it out, feel that it's all empty, like an empty cave in there, you know, and you're just sending the lovely prana in. And then relax the breathing. And now we're going to try and do the whole of those three things together, put them together. It'll really help if you do a little bit of this in your bed on a night or a morning. Try turning over, you know, get your head into a comfortable position and do the same breathing on your tummy. On the floor is great if you can, because you really then start to feel the movement into the back spaces, because that's as important as the front, you know, to spread and open out the back spaces. If we've time during the week, we'll have a go at that on our tummies. But now we're going to do that full breath. So we need enough breath to do the three parts without any strain, so just gently. We're going to take the breath into the tummy, then take it up into the rib cage, spreading it slightly, and then up towards the collarbones, and then controlling the breath as we breathe out, and the rib cage contracts and the tummy, the abdomen just falls towards the floor and flattens. So again, breathing out through the nostrils, resting the mind gently, just focusing on the breath going in and out of the tips of the nostrils. Then when you're ready, start to breathe in slightly deeper, controlling it, following the breath down into the tummy, open out the tummy, and then take the breath into the sides of the rib cage, opening out, and then up towards the shoulder blade and the collarbone, and breathing out gently all the way down. Feel the tummy expand and ready for the next breath. Breathing in, opening the tummy area. Feel that balloon opening into the rib cage, up towards the collarbones, and controlling the breath as you're breathing out. So this has to be in your own rhythm, not too deeply, no strain. Remember that filling that balloon. You know, if you start to blow into a balloon, at first it's a bit tight, isn't it? But as you blow, it starts to soften and expand, and that's what we're trying to do by just focusing on the breath, and just by slightly deepening it, filling these areas, we start to get an expansion. And as we do that, we feel it all soften, all the edges of the balloon soften. And we feel the space inside. So really exploring that space with our mind and breath. Remembering the space at the back of the tummy and the back of the rib cage. Into that really solid area behind the shoulder blades. Take a rest if you need to. And then relax the breathing and just resting. Just resting, notice the difference between the very deep breathing we've been doing, controlled breathing, to that very shallow breathing. And then when you're ready, maybe roll over on your side and come to sitting very gently. We're just going to try and do a little bit of that same sort of breathing, but with a rhythm in a sitting position. So if you need to sit on the chair, please just find a comfortable place to so that you can sit with the spine nice and straight. Today we're going to now put that breath into an actual yoga exercise, pranayama exercise, which is called rhythmic breathing. And we'll just do a couple of parts of this today and hopefully extend it through the week. Because once we've got that nice full breath, we can use it as a support in meditation, but basically it's just a support for doing rhythmic breathing, alternate nostril breathing, and also all the breathing that we do in our tantra practices. Okay. So trying to remember those three parts of the breath, but not getting too worried about it, but just using that as a base. We're going to breathe into a count and hold the breath, because actually there's four parts of the breath when we do rhythmic breathing. So we breathe in and we hold at the top of the breath, and then we breathe out and we hold at the bottom of the breath. So it's like four parts, and we put a count to it, so that makes it a little concentration. But as we do it, if we follow with the mind, it helps us to really travel into that subtle body that we want to work with in Tantra. So it helps us to become sensitive to it. It's like a roadmap, really. It just opens up that whole subtle body. The rhythmic breathing for me was the base of exploring that part. So we'll always breathe out first, and the count will be breathing into a count of four, holding for a count of two, and I'll talk you through it, and breathing out to a count of four and holding to a count of two. And then we'll go up to 6-3, 6-3, then we'll come back to 4-2, 4-2, and then we'll just rest in that space. Okay, so just breathe out gently now through the nostrils. Just have a scan over your sitting position, you know, those points we were talking about yesterday. Just opening out the chest a little bit, making sure you're on the tip of the spine, you know, on the tailbone. Just pushing back a little bit so you're on the tailbone. Chin just slightly towards the chest. And with all this breathing, we don't do any pulling up of the shoulders to get a bigger breath. Keep those relaxed, keep them open. And then breathing out, take the focus onto the tips of the nostril and begin to breathe in to a count of four. So breathing in, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for a count of two. Breathe out to a count of four. Hold to a count of two. And do that two more times. And if you have to, just speed it up a bit so you can get the breath. Do. Don't cause any strain. 4-2, 4-2. Following the breath into that hollow body, down towards the tip of the spine and back up again. And then just take a little rest. And then we're going to do 6-3, 6-3. So just breathing out gently, and then begin to breathe in to a count of six. Remember to speed up the count if you get uncomfortable. Then hold for a count of three. Feel that space in between the breath. And then breathe out to a count of six, controlling the breath. And at the bottom of the breath, there's a space. 1, 2, 3. So we do three rounds of that in our own time. Trying to remember to open out the tummy and the rib cage as we're breathing in. And controlling the breath as we're breathing out. 6-3, 6-3. Enjoying that space in between the breath. Just going into that hollow body. And just rest for a moment. When you've completed three rounds, and we finish off by going back to 4-2, 4-2. We're breathing out, then gently breathing in to the count of four, at the top of the breath, there's a space for a count of two. And then breathing out to the count of four. And then another space to a count of two. And do three rounds of that. Just gently following the breath into that nice hollow space opening out. Enjoying the spaces in between the breaths. And when you've done three rounds, we just rest and just let go of the method now. Just rest in that space. There's no breath to follow, just let it gently fall away. Feel the space open out. The edges have all softened. Spread out into that space with your mind. Just enjoy resting in that space. There's nothing to do. But just rest. The mind. Enjoy the space. And then just taking a deeper breath, slightly deeper breath. Being aware of the body. On the mat. I'll say the dedication prayer. And you can just rest your minds on the word. May the supreme jewel, bodhicitta, that has not arisen, arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. Blessing our food at Dharma Chakra, center of the heart. Indestructible subtle wind and mind, inseparable with supreme merit field. Guru's assembly, mind-sealed deities, to you we offer desire on enjoyments of this circle of magnificent Sog. Please take by being pleased and satisfied in state of uncontaminated bliss. Grant us the holy body, speech and mind. Please grant blessings to achieve in this life Mahamudra, profound Vajra Yoga, inseparable with method and wisdom. So we dedicate all our food, all our actions to the benefit of all sentient beings.